The Universal Service Fund, USF, remains committed to the advancement of the Jamaican society. Formerly known as the Universal Access Fund Company Limited, the entity has been working to ensure that every resident of Jamaica is provided with easy and reliable access to the internet through the deployment of broadband services. Over the past 4 years, the USF has provided nearly $430 million in information and communications technology ICT infrastructure development support for several tertiary institutions. Chief Executive Officer Dr. Hugh Cross says this entailed the installation of broadband internet service and equipment, among other key inputs. The University of the West Indies, UWI, was the most notable beneficiary, having received approximately $200 million in funding support. This enabled the administration to undertake work at the institution's 10 open campuses island-wide and the main campus at Mona in St. Andrew.
Now, with the development of the open campuses, students can have access to tertiary instruction much closer to their places of residence. And UWI decided that it wanted to upgrade its facilities so that it would have state-of-the-art equipment at its open campuses.
These campuses are located at Camp Road, Kingston, Maypen, Clarendon, Mandeville, Manchester, Junction, St. Elizabeth, Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland, Montego Bay, St. James, Ocheras and Brownstown in St. Anne, Port Antonio in Portland, and Morant Bay in St. Thomas. Dr. Cross points out that $115 million was spent to upgrade the open campus's ICT infrastructure, which significantly enhanced student program delivery through distance learning. The University of the West Indies also received $85 million for campus-wide wireless internet service installation at Mona, which can be accessed by students, faculty members, and visitors.
Not only that, we ensured that there was a spillover beyond the walls of UWI, so persons who were on the outside could also have access to internet services.
The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, is also a beneficiary of the USF. Dr. Cross says $144 million was allocated for the provision of new state-of-the-art simulators at the CMI's main campus in Kingston. The allocation included a sum for the provision of a 125-kilowatt solar energy system to ensure there is a dedicated and stable power supply to operate the equipment. Other beneficiaries include Kingston-based institutions Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts, Jamaica Theological Seminary, Excelsior Community College, and Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning. Additionally, the G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sport in St. Catherine has benefited through the allocation of $9.6 million. As the entity carries out its mission to facilitate the provision of universal access to internet services, a sum of $38 million has been approved for disbursement. This includes $20 million for the University of Technology, Jamaica, to assist with upgrading of the local area network at the institution's main campus on Old Hope Road in Pepin, St. Andrew, and $18 million for the medical science faculty at the University of the West Indies. Dr. Cross says preparatory developmental work is being carried out by the faculty and the USF will disburse the funds in short order.
They approached us indicating that they wanted to upgrade because they have to collaborate with other universities throughout the world who have the latest and greatest. And they had very, very poor equipment, including their local network, which they needed to transmit tremendous amount of data.
Consideration is also being given to a request from the Michael University College, which is seeking to procure equipment to upgrade the institution's technological capacity. An application from the College of Agriculture, Science and Education is also being considered.
We're doing the assessment now, and once we're done with that, we will determine how much assistance they will get from us. But they are most deserving, and we will definitely give them some assistance.
Chief Executive Officer of the USF, Dr. Hugh Cross. The Universal Service Fund, which falls under the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology, is a statutory agency established by the government to assist with the rapid deployment of internet services and support infrastructure. This to facilitate the transformation of Jamaica into a knowledge-based society and to stimulate continuous improvement in the quality of life for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.